Exim Bank JA.
Welcome to Exim Bank JA. I'm Shelianne Henry, Chief Officer for Marketing at the Exim Bank. I'm pleased to have in studio Ms. Patria K. Aarons. She's the CEO of Sweety, and she's going to talk to us about business strategies that she has implemented to put her small business on a growth path during these challenging times. What inspired the development of your company, Sweety?
I don't have children, but I do have a godchild who I spoil, and I'm always buying her candy. And one day when she was old enough to read the wrapper, she said to me, "Auntie, what's a blue raspberry?" And I was completely stumped. I didn't know what to tell her. A blue raspberry wasn't something that I knew I had ever seen. It didn't exist. I couldn't explain the concept to her. And I thought, where are the candies that she can identify with? Where's the guava sweetie? Where's the mango sweetie? Where's the jackfruit sweetie? And it's from that conversation with a then five-year-old that the company was born in my head. I went through some very crazy investigative paths to find out how sweetie is made, what sweeties had been made in Jamaica in the past, what existed at the time. And I recognized that we only had one candy company in the whole country at the time.
How have you been differentiating your brand of sweetie products from the others out there?
Well, the flavors are everything about my product. You're not going to be able to find a jackfruit sweetie anywhere else. You're not going to be able to find a June plum sweetie anywhere else. We've got five flavors, which include guava and mango and pomegranate. You're not going to be able to find that anywhere else either. I also took the time to think, yeah, we eat these fruits here in Jamaica, but they eat the same fruits in Trinidad.
Yes.
They eat the same fruits in Guyana. We appreciate the same tastes. It poses a few challenges and things that I need to work out in my own business, because as much as I can call it a June plum in Jamaica, I've got to call it a golden apple if I'm going to the Eastern Caribbean.
Wow.
So there are those things that I need to think about, and I've been wrapping my head around how I serve all of these customers and still have it identifiable to them. So the image of the fruit is going to be a big part of my packaging.
Oftentimes, small businesses are challenged by high operational costs. What strategies have you been employing to beat the high costs and remain viable in this tough business environment?
I'm able to produce sweetie in Jamaica. I'm able to put a flag on my product and say made in Jamaica because I have collaborated with my competitor. The only other existing candy company in Jamaica is Meal.
Mm-hmm.
Traditionally, they make icy mints and ginger logs and paradise plums.
Right.
And in the research, I cold called Paul Luyen, who owns the company, one day. Went to his office and we sat down and we had a good talk for about 2.5 hours about the candy business in Jamaica. He reasoned with me and he said, "I close my factory for half of the year because I really don't have enough volumes to keep the factory open for the full year." And that presented an opportunity and a space for me to make candy, a space for him to earn additional revenue. Because the truth of the matter is the amount of money it would take for me to buy the equipment to make my own candy, I wouldn't have a business today.
What would be your best advice to a fledgling small business operator who wants to get his or her business on a sustainable path of growth?
There are two big things that I would say. One is this idea of not being afraid of the collaboration with your competitor. If you guys are going into business, it's going to be cheaper for five of you to come together and buy sugar than it is for you each to individually go and try and buy the commodity. There are ways that you can work together in groups for the benefit of all your businesses. And I encourage small businesses to go out and explore those opportunities and work together with other small businesses. The other thing that I would say is that you have to think big. Think about not only serving the customer that's here in Jamaica. My first customer gave me foreign exchange. I was able to sell 100,000 pieces of candy at an exchange rate of $112 to one. I would never ever turn down that opportunity. The ability to serve a customer and earn foreign exchange is something that I think all of us need to look towards to keep our businesses afloat. One other thing, believe in your business. I resigned my steady 9-to-5 with a corporate entity to put my heart and soul into Sweety, and I have no regrets.
I'm excited just listening to you. Patria, thank you so much for coming in and just sharing with us, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
That's all the time we have for this program. Remember to check our website for more information on Exim Bank JA. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Thank you for joining us.
Ex-Im Bank J8 was a production of the GIS for Ex-Im Bank Jamaica.